This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply, Aviva Health, continuing to hold vaccine clinics to deal with the COVID-19 situation. Stacy Wheelock, one of Aviva's clinic managers and vaccination team leads, on with us. And Stacy, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having us.
So tell us more about how these clinics are put together.
Currently, we are operating with the main focus of getting vaccines out to our outlying clinics and the Douglas County residents in those populations. Roseburg Clinic, we have a clinic daily, Monday through Friday, for local residents. The Sutherland location is, we've had two great turnouts. Last week was on April 6th and 8th, and then we have clinics scheduled for May 4th and 6th for next month.
So obviously keeping busy, and then one today in Glide and Wednesday in Myrtle Creek.
Yes, we will be out at the Glide Community Center today from 8 o'clock to 11:30 and 1 to 4. No appointments necessary. You can just swing on by if you're in the area and interested in a vaccine. Today we're offering Johnson & Johnson, the one-and-done dose. So we only have 150 doses of those, so you'll want to get there early if that's what you're looking for. Otherwise, we'll also be offering Moderna. We'll be at the Myrtle Creek's Elk Lodge on Wednesday from 8 o'clock to 11:30 and 1 to 3:30 as well.
So what does it take to do one of these events, staffing-wise? Do you need quite a few people?
We've got it down to a science. We've done the two mass vaxes in January and the two mass vaxes in February. And now, on a smaller scale, it seems to be easier for us. The staffing is a little cumbersome because we are focusing on doing our patient daily in-clinic care and then outsourcing also to different clinics to provide these vaccines to the Douglas County residents.
And how is it in terms of getting the vaccines? I know it seems like every week the numbers shift. Some weeks more comes in, some weeks not as much.
Yeah, it's all depending on the vaccine supply of when the state, how much the state receives and when they receive it, and then disbursement out to the county. So it's pretty much, there's never a set amount. There's never a set date. So it's pretty much week by week evaluation on what we can do.
And when you're doing these clinics, if someone has got an appointment, or I guess you're doing walk-ins as well, how long are they likely to be there?
So it's about, if you're scheduled and pre-registered, the check-in goes pretty swiftly. But if you're just walking in, of course, we collect all the important information, such as contact and those types of registration questions. So it's probably about, you'll want to spend at least 30 minutes with us. If your evaluation time for recovery is 15 minutes, those with any adverse effects to previous vaccines are recommended to be monitored for 30 minutes. So you could spend anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour with us.
And what are you seeing in terms of reactions? I know initially that was a big concern of a lot of people.
Very minimal. We have not actually had any dire reverse reactions with patients who have received the vaccine. So we've been pretty lucky in that aspect.
And talk about your role in all of this with Aviva Health.
I'm the specialty clinics manager for Aviva. I've been here for about 5 years. We have, as soon as we were able to get the vaccine, of course, our first initial step was all of us collaboratively coming together and getting our staff vaccinated, and then that 1A opened, and there was pretty dire need for somebody to step up and get those clinics in place. And so my role has been in the planning and the operational aspects of all of these clinics.
All right, Stacy Wheelock from Aviva Health. Anything else people ought to know about the clinics?
We are open to all of Douglas County. We're here to support the needs of anyone who is a Douglas County resident who may not have access to the vaccine otherwise. So just come see us. You can give us a call at 541-672-9596, and we can either schedule you or give you information for our upcoming clinics.
All right, Stacy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Thanks for having us.
836 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.